Talk105.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Linda. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
I've been diagnosed with osteomyelitis with MRSA and Freiberg's infarction.
Diagnosed with osteomyelitis, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then the surgeon said that he believes it is, and he has peripheral neuropathy in both feet.
Okay. And then when did the peripheral neuropathy start? Is that fairly new?
No, it's about 20 years now.
Oh, it's 20 years. Okay.
He's receiving treatment from an infectious disease physician. This is day 70 of intravenous vancomycin treatment.
Okay.
The osteomyelitis. But when we saw the orthopedic surgeon, he said he believes it might be Freiberg's infarction, which is where the bone is dying, caused from the peripheral neuropathy. I just wondered if you had an opinion on that.
Well, here's the deal. If it's Freiberg's infarction, is he sure about that, or is he just guessing?
He's waiting to see. On day 84, they're going to stop the intravenous antibiotic and allow the osteomyelitis to manifest itself in the foot. If it does not by the 7th of February, then he's more inclined to believe it's the Freiberg's infarction, which he says is a side effect of the peripheral neuropathy.
And so you're wanting to know why that happens? Is that kind of what you're asking?
What's your opinion on how one kills the bone and one the bones are dying? Why would they think they're similar?
Well, here's the deal. With Freiberg's infarction, it's always also known as avascular necrosis or AVN. And it's where there's a loss of blood supply in different areas of the bone. And so the metaphysis of the bone is what's usually affected. And when you got osteomyelitis, when the two go hand in hand, and with the Freiberg's, if the reason they're concerned about it, because if there's a loss of blood supply, then that's what causes the necrosis. Necrosis means that tissue of some kind is dying. And so that's usually very common. In peripheral neuropathy, a lot of times if there's a lack of nerve supply or if there's damage to the nerve in that area, then it can go hand in hand with the blood supply. So that's kind of what they're talking about. And it's a real challenge because when he's had osteomyelitis for so long, and again, it's an inflammation-type disorder because any type of itis has inflammation with it, so always remember that. And there's a lot of risk factors with that, too. And so there's a lot of things. I mean, usually being obese, overweight, you know, those kind of things can be an issue if he's ever had, and that's any amount. It doesn't have to be grossly overweight. Even 20, 30 pounds over a long period of time can be enough. Now, some people say that it's even more than that. But typically can be as slim as that, which, you know, 30 pounds today is almost the average American, really, if you think about it. But the history of that, it's a real challenge. And there's a lot to do with the body. You've got to think about it. If there's tissue dying, no matter where it is, like with Freiberg's, I mean, if there's tissue dying due to something that's been going on for a long period of time, can it be corrected? Well, probably not, because when you've got necrotic tissue, it's when it dies. And so, again, I'm all about talking about when the body regenerates every day. There's possibilities for that, but when you've got necrotic tissue, it's already died. When something dies, that's it. So you've got certain amounts of tissue that hadn't had a good blood supply to it over a long period of time, and that's when it becomes a real challenge. So with your physicians that you're working with, I think that it's good. That you've got a good team. Sounds like you've got a couple that you're working with. But the best that he can do in this case, and the reason that that happens, is to keep focusing on making better lifestyle choices, focusing on doing everything he can to preserve what he has. Any kind of neuropathy in the body, you know, again, focusing on, and I hit this all the time, regardless of how bad someone is or in what situation that they are, even when there's necrotic tissue, focus on right now what he can salvage. What can he do right now to build his body back up? What can he do to overcome where he is? And that's really the focus of where I would encourage you to kind of start telling him, because I know you're his biggest cheerleader in all of this. And if you can get him to make some really good lifestyle changes, which, I mean, this is a good, I mean, it's something he's been dealing with a long time, but if you can make some really good changes in his life, adding omega-3 fats, increasing vitamin D, little things like that, vitamin B6, pyridoxine for neuropathies to settle that down a little bit, making sure their doctors are okay with it, depending on the medications and whatnot that he's on, that can make a real big difference. Because cutting down inflammation in the body all the way around when you're dealing with any kind of itis, no matter what it is, and it's not the main reason, not the main factor with osteomyelitis, but it can be a factor. And it's always good to make sure that you get the right stuff going in his body every single day so his body has the chance to make those good, new, healthy cells. But the one thing is, I wouldn't be discouraged. I would be encouraged, because there's a lot you can do. And that's what I always talk to people about. It's not what you can't do right now in the middle of what might seem like a bleak situation, and the doctors are telling you that it's this or that, and it's got some weird diagnosis, and how did this happen? And you know, you want to get to a place where you can overcome and you can beat the health challenge. And that's why I like to call it health challenge rather than disease, even though technically it is a disease. And that's what physicians will call it. But at the end of the day, a health challenge is something you can get over. You can overcome it. And there's certain parts of the tissue that may have already died off, but what can you salvage? What can you keep being healthy? And I would just encourage you to stay with him on that. Keep being his cheerleader, because this will make a big difference in his life and especially with his health. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with right now? Diabetes, heart disease, back pain, headaches. Whatever it is, realize this, that if the body can get sick, typically it can get well. And if you make radical changes in your life, the right kind of changes, good lifestyle changes, then your body can change. And that's the reality of it. And if you make different changes every single day and you're willing to say, you know what, I'm not going to be like I was last year. I'm going to make some new changes for this year. I'm not going to be the same that I've been. I'm not going to be smoking like I did for the last 10 years. I'm going to quit. I'm not going to eat a bunch of junk food and fast food this year. I'm going to change to good, healthy food, start making my meals every day, taking them with me to work, little things like that. Exercising every morning, or maybe 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day. Make some changes. If you start making some radical changes with your life and with your health and making that a priority, you're going to see some great results. And I believe this is going to be your best year yet. Let's go to Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling.
I'm pretty healthy, but I had some questions about supplements. I like to take supplements. I think everybody needs to.
I agree.
But I agree.
What is your question?
I wanted to know, I've heard you talk about the cod liver oil a lot and saying that the capsules are rancid. Is that true
right
with most capsules that you buy of the oils? Or?
No, actually, it's not true with it. It's not true with everything. The reality is that with cod liver oil and other supplements, different oils are different. Some you can take in oil form and some you can take in gel caps. So it's very different. But I'll tell you what, we're going into a break. I'm going to talk about the 4 supplements that everybody needs to take, no matter what, children, adults, everything, in addition to a good diet for optimal health, when I come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. AT to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the More Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to talk right now. We were going in the break, and it was Sam. Sam's been dealing with a lot of fatigue. And, you know, it's one of those things. He drives a truck, and Sam, you're talking about, it's just one of those things where it's just been kind of a decline, and you really noticed a big difference in
right.
recent months, more than ever. And you just can't seem to put your finger on it. And we were talking about blood work and how important it is to go get that checked out, because it could be so many different things in the body, and that will kind of narrow things down. But I know you'll consider doing that, but let's talk a little bit about your daily routine right now. I know you drive a truck.
Okay.
Are you all day long in a truck, like 10 hours, or is it multiple days that you're gone, or are you kind of out and back in the same day?
Well, I'm generally out for, I'd say, probably a minimum of a month at a time. I drive over the road. I do, generally I work anywhere from 10 to 14 hours a day, and it's about 70 hours a week, you know, and, it's a regulated industry hourly-wise, and so, you know, if I'm working about 14 hours, I have to take a mandatory 10-hour break, and, generally, I'll just be so tired, I'll sleep, you know, I may go in and eat, and the problem is that, you know, the options for food are extremely limited, because at most truck stops, you know, all you have is, you know, all the fast food restaurants. Subway's probably the, you know, healthiest, but even that, you know, I mean, you're eating so many calories. And, it's hard. I have a cooler, and I try and stock up on healthy food, but it's like I'm so tired to do preparation. It's a struggle. It's a constant struggle. I'll eat healthy for maybe a few days, then kind of, you know, slip back into it. I've been trying to eat less and less, you know, but it's hard, because I know I'm probably a nutrient deficient.
Yeah, so. I got it. Well, the reason I'm wondering is just, you know, just to kind of get a game plan of your diet. So you don't do a thing where you pack your meals and make them. You just have to make it happen as best you can on the road, right?
I do. I try to eat organic as much as possible, but, you know, again, that's hard to find. I mean, I try to eat, you know, a good amount of apples. I got a lot of citrus, and I try to keep my diet, you know, somewhat fiber-rich. That's aside from, like, you know, going into the restaurant. You know, I really like chicken soup, and I'll eat that a lot, you know, but, yeah.
Okay, no, I get it. Well, here's a couple of things. With fatigue, like I said, it could be several things. It could be your thyroid, it could be pituitary, it could be the anemia, which is low oxygen in the body, which could be a result of B12 or of iron, either one. So there's several things that it could be. But at the end of the day, you've got to figure out exactly where the root cause is. I'm a big get to the root of the problem, not hang out in the branches and just look at the symptoms. So we've got to get to the root cause of what's going on. So your diet, you know, is you do as best you can eating organic. Exercise, I'm assuming, because you're in the truck all day, is pretty much non-existent. And let's get down to the fatigue for a second. Is it all-day fatigue, or do you wake up in the morning tired, or you get tired in the afternoon? Tell me the pattern of how you feel with the overall fatigue.
Well, generally, I'll feel okay in the morning. I'll wake up, you know. I'll wake up maybe 6 or 7 in the morning. My sleep patterns at night are kind of different. I have frequent urination, but that's because, like, you know, I drink a lot of water during the day, and for some reason, you know, it's like I don't really have to go to the bathroom much during the day, but it's like a lot during the night. So, you know, that disturbs my sleep patterns. And, I'll wake up, I'll feel fine, I'll drive for maybe about 5 or 6 hours, and then, like, you know, and then the latter half of the day, I start getting tired, and I eat sunflower seeds to keep me awake. Like, you know, the chewing and the salt kind of, like, makes my body tense up, and that keeps me awake, you know, to a degree. But, then maybe I'll shower at the end of the day, and, you know, and have a quick bite to eat and go to sleep. But, you know, I understand that also, you know, part of the problem is, like, you know, if I eat any significant meal during the day, that my stomach is working overtime to, you know, and that makes me tired. And that could be a problem, you know.
It is. It could be.
Yeah.
That's just kind of, I just wanted to kind of see, get a good gauge of where things are. Well, here's a couple of things that if, I know you're doing your best to eat organic. Do you have a copy of my book yet?
No, I don't. No, I'm
okay. It's called Empowering, yeah. It's called Empowering Your Health. You can get it at all the bookstores. You can order it at Barnes & Noble and all those places online. But I would encourage you to get a copy of it. And the reason I'm saying that is because with that, you can start on the anti-inflammatory diet. You can carry the book with you, so when you go to a truck stop or you're doing the best you can on the road, it'll show you all the food choices. So even though you can't go organic, you can at least make the better choices in a place like that. Now, exercise, let's talk about that, because that's important for levels of fatigue. Now, what I tell a lot of the guys that are and gals that are truckers, that because a lot of you call the show often, and I always tell people, regardless of your routine and your route and what you have going on, it's good to stop about every 3 to 4 hours and get out and walk, maybe pull off into a truck stop or whatever you have to do where you can walk for about 10 minutes, take some little workout bands or some dumbbells, put it in your truck, take it out with you and kind of do some different exercises. Maybe do that twice a day, not every 4 hours. Just if you accomplish that twice a day for about 10, 15 minutes, that'd be great. You'll increase your blood flow. You're going to decrease your chance of ever getting clots or anything like that while you're driving over long periods of time through the years, because that's always a danger, something to be looking out for. But it's going to increase your cardiovascular output, and it's going to help you maintain good body weight, increase your metabolism, which is going to increase your energy levels and cut down on fatigue. Get the blood work done, though, and have your doctor kind of assess everything. And if you want to give me a call back on the show, I think that'd be great. In the meantime, increasing your healthy fats, the omega-3, 6s, and 9s are really important, as well as vitamin B5 and vitamin C together in a combo can be really good for boosting up your energy levels and helping the adrenal glands. Great talking with you. Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth, and it is. Whatever you're struggling with, realize this. If the body can get sick many times, it can also get well. And the challenge is really coming up to us. You know, it's up to the choices that we make every single day. Well, the President and First Lady on healthy eating habits and more. Here's a little bit. First Lady Michelle Obama loves to lead by example, whether it's through planting the White House garden with Washington, D.C. school children, flashing their chiseled arms at state dinners, or doing the doogie dance to show that exercise can be fun. Throughout it all, her message and the message of her nonprofit initiative, Let's Move, has been healthy living can be easy and fun. It's still okay to eat the occasional French fry, but more creating good habits is the key. So she says it's an easy one, savoring the treats and starving out and keeping the good habits. French fries for her, she says, I love them. And I'm not afraid to talk about it because it's important that we realize that healthy eating doesn't have to be an all-or-nothing approach. Choosing a healthy diet isn't about deprivation. It's about balance. It's about moderation. Like I tell my kids, as long as you eat fruits and vegetables at every meal, you'll be okay if you have pizza or ice cream every once in a while. The problem is when the treats become the habits, and that is a very, very good point. I agree. Getting the kids involved, well, she says one way is to encourage kids to try new nutritious foods, is to include them in the process, give them some choice in the matter, find nutritious recipes that they like, and build up from there. Garden with them, teach them about that, take them grocery shopping, and also get them involved in the kitchen.
aiming to get them involved in label reading so they can learn to understand ingredients and what are in foods that are not so good for you and which ones are. So she said, I've seen this firsthand with my own girls and with local students who help us out in the White House kitchen garden. At first glance, they may not like spinach and broccoli, but if they plant it and watch it grow and prepare it and season it on their own, it can be a little more interesting. She said it becomes their own discovery and their accomplishment. It's something that they made, not just something their parents told them to eat. One secret to a better diet. Well, we're not really interested in dictating exactly what foods people eat at every meal, but Let's Move is more about balance. It's about sharing ideas that really work for families and promoting manageable life changes. My Plate is a perfect example in this regard. All you need to do is fill half your plate with fruits and vegetables alongside proper portions of lean meats, whole grains, and low-fat dairy, she said. Disagree with some of that, but you can also fill the plate with any type of food that you want. But the main point is we can each be more conscious of the types of foods we're putting in our bodies. And if we do just that, we're on our way to better health. That's a great point. Let's Move. It's a great, great deal that she has set up for all of us. Now, at the White House dinner table, she says most nights we have dinner together as a family. We're lucky. It's a time where we all really enjoy and hang out as a normal family. It's a great way to keep tabs on what our kids are eating and doing. But it's also a chance to talk about the ups and downs of our days and roses or thorns, as we call it, and really connect as a family. So I don't think it's a reach to say that dinner time helps us all to be a little bit healthier, both with eating habits and mental habits as well. Great point there. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Go online. Check us out also, healthcoachradio.com. You can send your questions there. Take them as emails or make it part of the show, whatever you like. And also our wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. If you want to check them out, find someone, one of our team members in your area. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. We're going to Ken next. Hi, Ken. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help, sir?
58 years old and pretty good health, I think.
Okay.
Burning on my cheek about 5 days ago, cheek of my butt, and about a 2.5-3 inch area, no redness, no rash. And then 2 days went by, and then I got it on the front side of my hip. And I just can't figure out what it could be. It seems like it's skin deep, no redness.
Hmm. Now, have you gone to see anybody yet?
No, I haven't.
You haven't gone. Okay. Redness with blistering, or is it just like a little small red spot?
No, there's no redness whatsoever.
Oh, there's no redness.
No.
Just burns.
Yeah, it's kind of a burning sensation. It was on the back side, on the cheek, and then 2 days later, then it was on the front side.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah, I would go have someone take a look at it for sure. I wouldn't just kind of – it's not – you know, as guys, we just want to say, well, it kind of work itself out, that sort of thing. When you got an issue like that that's kind of pops up out of nowhere, it's good to go get it checked out and have someone take a peek at it. And I would just go to a family physician first. That's a good way to go. It could be neurological, meaning that it just could be something simple. It could be a very simple nerve that's irritated. And if that's the case, then a chiropractic physician, naturopathic physician can probably take care of it. But I go to your family doctor first, kind of see what they say, and then go from there, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. 6 ways to reduce stress and protect your heart. I read something today also about this, that CoQ10, which is also called ubiquinol, it's a more bioavailable form of CoQ10, very, very important for heart cardio protection, which we've known that for a long time. But it's also very protective neurologically. They're saying that people with MS and Lou Gehrig's disease, that sort of thing, can really benefit from the effects of ubiquinol and CoQ10. So a lot of people have been taking it for like cholesterol. If you're taking a Lipitor, Crestor, any of the statin drugs, then of course that depletes your body of CoQ10, which can be hard on the heart. Well, now they found that taking levels of CoQ10, they did some studies, high dose of these amounts, like up toward 1,000 milligrams a day, when they found that they were having severe protective benefits or serious protective benefits of the neurological system. And people that had ALS, like Lou Gehrig's disease, were actually turning around and their symptoms were reversing at some level. So interesting study that was done over in Asia on this. You might want to look that up on the line. It's been published here recently. Pretty interesting. CoQ10, ubiquinol, has got a lot of great benefits for our overall health, and it's great to see how these things can really make a difference. So six ways to reduce stress and protect your heart. No matter how hard you try, some things are inevitable. Stress is just a part of lives. It is. I mean, it is what it is. People always say, you know, get rid of stress, and I've even said that too to folks, but, you know, the more I think about it, the more I really seen where we are as a society right now. You're not going to get rid of the stress. That's why they call it stress management. Learning to manage the stress in your life is going to be the key for your overall health. The American Heart Association suggests that acute and chronic stress may also affect other risk factors and behaviors, such as high cholesterol levels. A person's inclination towards smoking, the urge to overeat, and lack of interest in physical activity. Robert Ostfield, who's a physician and associate professor of clinical medicine in New York City, says that stress can put a strain on blood vessels and predispose a person to heart disease. It's also not healthy for your heart, Dr. Ostfield said, but there are a variety of techniques that can help you reduce the stress in your life. Number one, here are some things. Build a good support system. Start by talking to your spouse, your family, your close friends, and your health and your aspirations, and manage the stress in your life. They may be able to help you take on, reduce, or alleviate certain stressors by being team members in your life. Always good to have. You may also consider joining a support group for people with similar heart-related conditions or start individual counseling to help you cope. Well, number two, recognize your stress triggers. This is a big one. So kind of learn your buttons, if you will. Learn to identify the things in your life that trigger stress, the workload at your job, frustrating relationships and family members or friends, driving in traffic, fear revolving around your health conditions or whatever it might be. But try to figure out ways to either avoid those triggers or cope with better ways to handle them or coming up with new ones. Deep breathing exercises, anger management, even talk therapy. This is a good one right here. That's really helpful for a lot of people, and it's scheduling timeouts. So Ostfield suggests making a concerted effort to take time out of your day to relax. It can be as easy as taking 20 minutes to simply sit and think or take a bath or engage in an activity that soothes you, like reading or doing a crossword puzzle or practicing some yoga. But do something. Take time out. Even if you feel overwhelmed, got a lot of stress and a lot of responsibilities during the day, you know, it's okay. You're not being selfish by taking 20 or 30 minutes to yourself to go exercise or maybe take a nap or sit and meditate or pray. You know, all these things are very important. But taking time out for yourself is critical for your overall health. Also, you can find fun stress-relieving activities by jogging, cycling, swimming, walking a dog are example of physical activities that are good for your overall health but also reduce stress. These are great. Soothing your soul with music, music therapy, as they call it, has been around for quite some time and can make a huge difference in your overall stress levels. So listen to your iPod or your MP3 player. Also listen to calming music, jazz and whatnot. It also can lower blood pressure. And here's one that's tough for a lot of folks, including myself. Learn how to say the word no. It's one of the best ways to manage stress in your life. Not taking on more responsibilities or social obligations. Set boundaries with family members or friends and be assertive when it comes to your workload and hours. And plan your schedule so you have the time you need to get things done. Structure in your life. That's the key to stress management. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Young Diabetes products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Young Diabetes products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wally can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis. You need to lose weight. Maybe you're not feeling good, like anxiety, and you just don't know what to do. You've been struggling with it. You've taken the medicine, and nothing seems to work. And you're trying to come up with a new lifestyle plan. You're looking for ways that you can kind of come up with a natural solution to what you're doing, because what you've been doing hasn't been working. Look, lifestyle is everything. It's all about going from where you are to where you need to be. Quote for the day comes from C.S. Lewis. It says, you're never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. And that's so powerful. The older we get, the more we just say, well, I'm getting older, and I just need to just kind of move on, and you know, life's passing me by, and my best years are behind me. And you really, you get to a place where you can focus and you can grow and you can learn that your days right now can be your best days. You can dream again. You can grow again. You can go and build another business or continue to grow and build your family or to, you know, add more to your retirement years if you even decide to retire. You can do something new. You can grow. You can go and do community service. You can be a part of nonprofits or a church. Or there's so much to do with life. My goodness, if you wake up and have breath in your lungs, you got to get moving and do something. Make it happen. But don't ever get stagnant. Don't ever just do the same old, same old, same old. Make sure you're growing every single day. That's the key, really, to happiness. And also to maximize your overall potential. Archie, we're going to go to you next, my friend. How can I help?
Good evening.
Evening. How can I help? What's going on?
I'm listening to your program. I enjoy it very much, and I appreciate it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
What I was calling about, I take cod liver oil, and I take it in the capsule brand. And I heard you saying something about it was cancer-causing agent or something.
Now, what happens is if cod liver oil is not going to cause cancer, but what happens is if you have a gel cap, depending on what company you get it from, you know, there's all kinds of different companies, the cod liver oil, any kind of fish oil, if they heat it to put it into the gel cap, a lot of times it can turn rancid into a trans fat. Now, trans fats are what are strong cancer-causing agents that we know of. Trans fats can be very dangerous in higher amounts. Of course, a couple of fish caps is probably not going to do anything, right? But over a period of time, if you're taking a lot of them, potentially if they were rancid and they did have trans fats in them, they could be a little bit challenging to the system, right? So there, it's potential that's there. We know that trans fats are hard on our body. So that's what was said. A cod liver oil or any kind of fish oil, it's always better, in my opinion, to go that some of the gel caps are good and they're fine. No big deal. But a lot of times the oil is a real good option because usually it takes about, well, depending on the size of the gel cap and whatnot, 5 to maybe 10 gel caps to equal 1 tablespoon. It's a lot easier just to take a tablespoon of the oil. It will absorb better. You're getting plenty of the omega-3 fats, which are so vital for all the different processes in our body. Plus, you're getting vitamin A naturally and vitamin D, which is so critical, too. So all of those are extremely beneficial. But that's what we were talking about with any kind of fish oil, especially with cod liver oil. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Dale. Hi, Dale.
Kind of curious what to do about a fatty liver.
Fatty liver. Yeah, I mean, the big deal is, it's where you gain fat, visceral fat as they call it, organ fat, around the different glands and organs. And a lot of times that can really be helped. You just got to change your diet. I mean, literally balancing out your carbohydrates, good lean quality proteins, healthy fats. Now, there are a lot of things you can do to help, of course, lower some of the organ fat, the belly fat, lowering cortisol levels, which is a big stress hormone in the body. Now, that can play a big key. Vitamin B5 and vitamin C are known to help support healthy cortisol levels. But for the most part, when you're dealing with fatty liver, you want to look at supporting the liver. Milk thistle is really good, and a good clean diet. Exercise is good, too. They found that exercising just, I think, 3 to 4 days a week it was, at just 20 minutes, can tremendously help of a lot of the visceral fat that we have and the organ fat that we have. So, yeah, fatty liver is a challenge, no doubt about it. But make sure you stay in touch with your doctor. They're regulating your liver enzymes and looking at them on a regular basis. All that is vital, and it's really important to stay on top of. Because at the end of the day, the fatty liver can lead, if you got fat around your, they call it the brown fat, if you got fat around your organ systems like that, then you've got, you know, a higher risk of heart disease and that sort of thing. So that's something that you definitely want to look at and make sure you balance out, okay? 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now, or you can go online, go to healthcoachradio.com, and don't forget our wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. So if you're looking for someone, check out mywellnessproviders.com. We've got Kristen in Minnesota. She writes in. She wants to know about her energy levels and also brittle nails. Brittle nails, let me knock that out real quick. That's usually a mineral deficiency, specifically iron. So you might want to get a blood test done with your physician. Also have them check ferritin levels. Ferritin is the storage tank for iron. Then, of course, with the fatigue, it could be a number of things. It could be low thyroid function, which, again, they can get some blood testing done to figure that out. Cortisol levels might be playing a role, and it might be something as simple as adrenal fatigue that could be the culprit. And, again, with you having low iron probably because of the brittle nails, could be a low iron number or potentially folic acid and B12. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. And remember, your best days are still ahead.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.